John chapter 7, 38 to 42. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Some of the crowd, therefore, when they heard these words, said, "This is truly the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Did then the Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes out of the seed of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David was?"
Verse 39 says, "But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus was not yet glorified." Many Christians do not understand the words "not yet" in this verse. The King James Version adds the word "given" in italics, showing that the translators were troubled by this verse. But verse 39 does not mean that the Spirit was not given. It means that the Spirit was not yet. The Spirit was not there yet. The Spirit of God was there from the very beginning. But the Spirit as the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, was not yet at the time the Lord Jesus spoke this word, because he was not yet glorified. Jesus was glorified when he was resurrected. After his resurrection, the Spirit of God became the Spirit of the incarnated, crucified, and resurrected Jesus Christ, who was breathed into the disciples by Christ in the evening of the day he was resurrected. The Spirit is now the another Comforter, the Spirit of reality, promised by Christ before his death. When the Spirit was the Spirit of God, he had only the divine element. When he became the Spirit of Jesus Christ through Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, he had both the divine and human element with all the essence and reality of the incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ. Hence, he is now the all-inclusive Spirit of Jesus Christ at the living water for us to receive. We may use the illustration of a glass of pure water into which many other ingredients are added. The pure water passes through one stage, and the milk is added. It passes through other stages in which honey, tea, and salt are added. Eventually, it becomes an all-inclusive drink. Before the pure water passed all these stations, such a wonderful drink was not yet, although the pure water in the glass was there already. Now it is an all-inclusive drink. Likewise, the Spirit promised by the Lord Jesus in 7:39 and 14:16-17 is not the Spirit with only divinity as its content, but the Spirit with divinity, humanity, the all-inclusive death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, we not only have the Spirit of God, but also the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It is such an all-inclusive Spirit that gives us the flow of the rivers of water of life.